Welcome to Pharmaceutical Executive Daily, your quick briefing on the top news shaping the pharmaceutical and life sciences industry. In today's Pharmaceutical Executive Daily, we cover major leadership changes at Novo Nordisk, Ken Vieux's request for the FDA to reject a petition calling for Tylenol label changes, and industry insights from Bob Mauch on building a stronger, more resilient pharmaceutical supply chain. Novo Nordisk has announced a significant shakeup of its board of directors amid continued global growth and heightened scrutiny of its leadership. The company said the restructuring aims to strengthen governance and align board expertise with its evolving priorities in obesity, diabetes, and cardiovascular disease. Analysts view the changes as a move to balance operational oversight with long-term innovation strategy as Novo scales its manufacturing and commercial footprint worldwide. The reshuffle also comes as the company navigates regulatory and pricing pressures tied to its market-leading GLP-1 portfolio. In regulatory news, Ken Vieux, the consumer health spinoff of Johnson & Johnson, has formally requested that the FDA reject a citizen petition seeking to change the warning label on Tylenol products related to autism and ADHD risk. The company emphasized that current scientific evidence does not support a causal relationship between acetaminophen use during pregnancy and neurodevelopmental disorders. Ken Vieux stated that altering labeling without robust data could confuse consumers and undermine confidence in one of the most widely used pain relievers. The FDA has yet to issue a response, but the case has drawn national attention amid ongoing litigation and public debate. And finally, a new commentary from Bob Mauch, CEO of Cencora, highlights strategies for strengthening the pharmaceutical supply chain against global disruptions. Mauch emphasizes the need for greater transparency, collaboration, and digital integration among manufacturers, distributors, and healthcare providers. He argues that the future of supply chain resilience will depend on predictive analytics, diversified sourcing, and proactive risk management to ensure patient access to critical medicines. His insights come at a pivotal time as the industry faces increasing regulatory demands and geopolitical uncertainty. Thanks for listening to Pharmaceutical Executive Daily. For more updates and in-depth analysis, visit pharmexec.com.